This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. A long-awaited prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine has taken place. The exchange raising hopes of renewed efforts to end the five-year war in Ukraine's east between Ukrainian forces and Russian-backed separatists that has killed an estimated 13,000 people. Charles Maines has more from Moscow on who has been released.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky joined families of the freed Ukrainians on the tarmac in Kiev in a tear-filled celebration. The loudest cheers were saved for Ukrainian filmmaker Oleg Sentsov, who served 5 years of a 20-year sentence stemming from his opposition to Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014. I hope the other captors will be freed soon as well, said Sentsov, speaking to reporters. But even with the last prisoner freed, our fight is not over. On the Russian side, joy over the release of Kirill Vyshinsky, a journalist who was jailed while reporting for the RIA Novosti news service from Kiev. Journalists should never be jailed, he said in an interview on the Russia 24 channel. Charles Maines for VOA News, Moscow.
The National Hurricane Center says Hurricane Dorian has slightly weakened. The storm is expected to move over Nova Scotia and Newfoundland with hurricane-force winds Saturday. The storm devastated the Bahamas, where thousands of people have begun the long and painful struggle to rebuild their lives. In an AP interview, evacuee from the Abacos, Pastor Octurville Baptiste says people have lost a lot.
We just know the islands of Abaco need plenty help, because all the businesses, water, gas, anything you name it, we don't have that in Abaco right now.
The death toll in the Bahamas is 43, but is expected to rise significantly. This is VOA News. The head of Iran's Atomic Energy Organization says Tehran has begun using its advanced centrifuges to enrich uranium beyond the limits of the 2015 six-nation nuclear agreement, a pact President Donald Trump abandoned last year. Officials in Afghanistan Saturday announced that security forces have recaptured a key northeastern district from the Taliban after 5 years, as heavy clashes raged in provinces elsewhere in Afghanistan. The Taliban has intensified attacks, even as its representatives are engaged in a fresh round of peace negotiations with the United States and Qatar. They are working toward an ending to the 18-year-old Afghan war, America's longest overseas military intervention. India's top national security adviser said Saturday that a large number of suspected militants are trying to infiltrate Kashmir and accused Pakistan of trying to foment trouble in the region. India has long accused Pakistan of supporting and training militants to foment a separatist insurgency in Kashmir, charges Islamabad denies. The Indian Space Research Organization lost contact today with its Chandrayaan-2 spacecraft minutes before a module was to make a critical touchdown on the surface of the moon. Millions in India stayed up all night to watch live images of the planned soft landing that was to place the capsule on the unexplored south pole of the moon around 2 a.m. local time. The spacecraft entered lunar orbit on August 20th after a six-week journey. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi said despite the setback, he was proud of his country's space scientists. American tennis star Serena Williams could earn a share of sports history today at the U.S. Tennis Open. AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Serena Williams has a chance to win her 24th major championship at the U.S. Open, which would tie her with Margaret Court for the most in tennis history. She faces 19-year-old Bianca Andreescu, who could become the first Canadian woman to win a Grand Slam title. Andreescu was born the year after Williams won her first U.S. Open in 1999. The 37-year-old has lost all three major finals she has reached since returning from giving birth, including to Naomi Osaka at last year's U.S. Open. Cheering her on this year from the stands will be her good friend Meghan Markle, the Duchess of Sussex. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. health officials are again warning people to reconsider their use of e-cigarettes as another person has died from a lung illness, possibly tied to vaping. That story and more on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.